My Silent Night is a new single by singer-songwriter Sinead McNally. The song aims to highlight infertility following Sinead's own experience of IVF. And will we have a listen? Good morning to you,
good
by
morning.
The way,
Sinead. How are you?
We'll have a little listen to the song and hear,
sure, thank you.
Hear all about that. Sinead McNally. Single by Sinead McNally from Dundalk, singer-songwriter, and it aims to highlight infertility. Sinead, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good Jacqueline, morning to
how
you.
Are
you. Infertility and IVF. In fact, yeah. There's a story on the other side. You see it in the
yes,
intro this morning.
Yes.
Miracle baby.
Baby Alana, isn't it?
Yeah, born after at 25 weeks. 25
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, I know.
After 13 IVF cycles
I
and
mean,
7 miscarriages. The heartache, but then the joy in that case there.
Definitely
the,
encourages yes. hope, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
So tell us your story.
Yeah, so basically, I suppose as a writer, a songwriter and somebody who likes to be creative, I've always probably poured my emotions and my life experience into music and doing things like that. And this particular project, the most difficult of all that I've done, but I felt the most important one to do, I guess. Having been through IVF now for 4 years, roughly, so heading into my 6th cycle in 2020, it was like an elephant in the room. I just couldn't come back to writing and recording music again without just doing this for myself as a little bit of therapy, but also hoping that the power of music would then in turn allow people to kind of talk, have more conversations about it, see the reality of it. That's why I filmed it kind of after my 5th cycle failed. I didn't want to be at the end of it, please go with a baby. I wanted to represent what it actually felt like to go through it. So that's why I did it.
And what's it like initially when the news is that something is not working,
yeah.
you know, and then you've got to presumably go test here and test there
yeah.
and all sorts of things.
It's a never ending.
Physical, but there's also psychological stuff going on. So what's that like?
It's very hard. And I think when you get the initial news, you're very kind of like, you're shook, of course. But, you know, there is the thing, I suppose, in my head that I ever thought the little bit, I didn't know anything really about IVF other than maybe that some people around me had gone that route to have their children. But I never really understood the process of it. So when I looked into it, when the GP and the consultant said we had to go and do it, I suppose I thought, well, this is science. Like, science doesn't fail, really. Do you know that kind of way? Like, in the sense that it's very mechanical. It's very, they give you a process that you go through and you think, why can't it work? So for me, it hit worse nearly than actually being told I needed IVF when IVF wasn't working. It was nearly harder to accept that because you're spending a lot of money, as you know, and then your body's still not working even though these consultants are giving you the very best of treatment and processes that they think will make you conceive, you know. So emotionally, that's... I spoke to a lot of people about this recently. I know the funding is a massive thing that I am I'm definitely vocal about, but the emotional and mental strain that it takes is definitely an area that I don't think people understand. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had my most dark days in the last few years than I've ever had in my life.
And each time, like, you've been through six, I mean, you're... Is it you start off with the same hope, or does the hope turn to sort of slight desperation?
Yeah.
And
there's a bit of that, looking. Yeah, there is. And you know, like, you're scrambling then, can we afford this again now? And
yeah, how much is it?
Well, on average, I suppose, if you were to check some of the clinics in Ireland, the starting price of a standard round would be about €4,500. But as I explained to people, we're unregulated in this country anyway, so there's a lot of add-ons that you would automatically want within the process. So it's very hard, put it this way, to come out with only spending €4,500. My round that I had, the one round I had in Ireland, because I had a lot of them abroad, I spent, I think it was about €8,500 just on a fairly standard cycle. It's not like I went for anything majorly different, you know, so.
And what restricts the amount of cycles you do? I mean, that woman, Vicky, there, 13. Mm. And do you have to save up to have, say, number two?
Yeah.
Or do you say you can't have number two because you have to leave a year gap or something? Which way does it
work? Well, they do recommend, you know, with the clinics, they might say, well, give your body 3 months to kind of recover, you know what I mean? And then, you know, emotionally in that as well, you have to probably check yourself how you're ready for another one. But it is a little bit addictive, and as you said there, how do you get through to the next one? Well, I know people have had to stop, you know, at their second or third round because they are like, they've already borrowed for those rounds. So, like, you know, that's the thing I said to someone, like, when you go and you get a loan, and even if it is only for €4,000 or €5,000, and you're like, oh my god, this could be the baby, do you know what I mean? And then you have the negative pregnancy test. You have to go back to work because you've missed work with sort of various tests and procedures going on through the cycle. And you still have that loan coming out of your account every week or month. And do you know what I'm saying? It's not that, like, it's heartbreaking to watch, you know, that money being paid back every month. You still have nothing to show, but the debt has increased and you're going, can I go again? Because I really want family so badly, you know?
Yeah. What is the process, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, obviously you have your initial consultations, and depending on age and kind of so fertility is such a wide area, and that's why I've never gone into major detail about my own, because we're all so different in how the mechanics of the body work and what it could be. And, you know, ultimately it does involve stimulation of the body so that the ovaries are producing a larger quantity of eggs than they would normally release in a cycle, which would be mostly only one egg in a cycle, and you'd hope maybe to get pregnant from that or whatever. But they stimulate you, and it's like a process then where they remove those eggs from the body, and then they're fertilized, obviously, outside of the body and put in a lab, and hopefully they will create healthy embryos, and then they're then transferred back to the body, usually in numbers of ones, twos, depending on what country you're in. I've been in countries they'll go up to four depending on your age. And so they're transferred back to your body, and then you wait after that transfer for 2 weeks. There's not really an awful lot you can do in those 2 weeks, only wait. And then at the end of those 2 weeks, generally you have a blood test with your GP, or you can do a home pregnancy test, and that determines how the cycle has worked.
Right. And
about 6 weeks of kind of building up, doing the meds and all that.
And what's going through your mind? You're hoping against hope, but you can't speed up the process and all that. And
you pray a lot, and walk a lot, and try to keep your mental health okay, you know.
Did you ever discover why it doesn't work? You know, did they ever sort of say, well, that didn't work because of, and we could try that.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been. And it could have been that the embryo wasn't strong enough. And it could have been that your age. I mean, I turned 40 this year, and, you know, they say that your fertility really jumps off a cliff at that stage. Even at 35, it's in massive decline. So they could say it might be the embryo that's not strong enough. It may be that your body, your womb is not receptive. It just may be just unlucky. It could be just a numbers game, you know. So it's such a gamble with a lot of money to pay for that ticket, you know. I mean,
yeah. And what about alternatives? Are you going to stick with the IVF?
And
win the lotto in more ways than one. Yeah.
Well, I'm of the belief, I suppose, that there are always alternatives in the sense.
I mean,
that,
surrogacy.
You know,
some people try that.
Of course. Yeah. And surrogacy, again, massively grey area here in Ireland. We've no law around it, so you know, I hear again of that happening, but it's you know the parenthood.
The surrogate mother is the birth mother legally.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, absolutely. And of course, you can go abroad. I think the Ukraine. I've obviously looked into it, and the Ukraine is probably one that came up the cheaper of the options at about 40,000, starting at 40,000, and then you go to America and it's up on 150,000. So, you know, do you have that money after 3 or 4 or 5 rounds of IVF, you know? You actually have to sell your house. That's the way I feel about it at the moment. Or I'd have to win on the lottery, genuine lottery. So for me, I just kind of believe I just have to have hope in my heart. Maybe a family won't come from this. Maybe it'll come as a result of me fostering, and maybe there'll be a child there that needs to stay longer than just a few months, or maybe it'll come from adoption. But people say adoption to me all the time, and I think I've been to the meetings, you do not realise what a hard process and a long process that is.
And what's the age restriction on adoption?
You know, I remember the meeting we were at, they were kind of saying that over 45, you know, would be a real cut-off mark. So you'd really want to be in the process probably mid to late 30s, I suppose, in case it took a number of years, do you know what I mean? And then for someone else to be chosen over you, possibly because of your age, getting closer to 45, I don't know. I'm not trying to be really down in it, but you're not allowed. You have to understand as well, Declan, that they don't allow you, obviously, for their reasons. If I am going to IVF and I've chosen to do another round, I'm not allowed to even get on the books, so to speak, in terms of adoption or fostering. I'm an IVF person, so until I've drawn a line completely under that, I'm not allowed to go down that route. So...
yeah. Is there, and these might just sound an intrusive question, but have you any idea why the normal system of conception is not working?
Well, I know for me that I have a condition in my body that wouldn't have been a common condition. I'd never have heard of it growing up. And it's a condition that I suppose affects the likelihood of an embryo kind of implanting in my body, I suppose.
Right.
So there is an underlying there. But like in saying that too, I've had multiple operations that they've felt would rectify that and, you know, put it right. So it's very confusing for me because you go for these operations on top of the treatment. So I've had multiple operations in the last few years and they cost money too. And unfortunately, when you think this is it now, this is the solution to what they've thought is the reason it's not working, but it hasn't worked. So you just got to keep
and
going.
There's no help with the money essentially because it's not, you know, a necessary medical
But yes, I would argue that, like, I mean, if I have a medical condition that prevents me, you know, there is a thing going on in my body that, like I say, isn't something all the GPs really even know how to treat in this country. So I'm wondering, well, is that not a medical enough reason for me to be able to get some support? And I also look at it as, like, after multiple failed attempts, I think that's where maybe there should be some support. I'm not asking for the government to fund full cycles, but possibly around the area of your work. I mean, I'm self-employed and going back to work when they failed and your head is in a really bad place and you're already down the wages, you're down the loan that you borrowed, there's no relief. So what about a little payment, whether it's to get you through those 6 weeks of the treatment that would support your general income? Do you know, there's so many things to be discussed and to talk about, and I'm very much open to that opportunity to speak about it, you know.
And relationships, partner and all that sort of stuff, I mean,
there's difficult times. Yeah, of course. We've both had our worst days. I mean, we never thought we'd face into our mid to late 30s in this sort of state of grief and watching everybody around you kind of move on with their lives and have their children, and you just love the children, but you want that to be you. I find it very hard to go to supermarkets at the weekend or shopping or anything like that because it's just so filled with families. And while I'm hopeful, every time I see a pregnant woman or a baby, I do. It reminds me of what I don't have, and that's gone on a long time now, you know.
You have the single, My Silent Night.
Yeah.
Is that because you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night or such?
Well, I guess it is the dark soul or the dark night of the soul, as they say. It's a very dark place to be in, and very often it causes a lot of, obviously, disruption to your sleep. The medication makes you a bit crazy when you're going through it. So My Silent Night is actually a take on the carol My Silent Night, you know, the hymn, the Christmas carol. And I just had to say that this is My Silent Night. This is the actual reality of it for some people, yeah.
And where can people find out more about you, the campaign, and your music?
Yeah, I'd love people to maybe check out the video because that's probably the most important part of the story. You know, I've used my IVF needles in the video. I've used all the symbols in the video are true to life as well. So it's if people could go to YouTube, it would be really, I'd really appreciate it. Check out Sinead McNally, My Silent Night. And again, it's on Spotify and iTunes and you'll find all my music up there. So if there's anything you like other than this song, you might enjoy just listening. So.
Sinead, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Keep in touch with us now, Sinead, won't you?
I'll come down with hopefully a crew of kids someday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh,
fantastic.
I love it.
Sinead McNally, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.